Just listen. How beautiful is the cadence, the rhythm, and the pace. Do you recognize the language? Well, it's not Hebrew, and it's not Arabic. It's actually Aramaic, the language that Jesus spoke. And what you're listening to is the Lord's Prayer being spoken in Aramaic with a Galilean accent. When the disciples asked Jesus, "How should we pray?" this is how Jesus answered. Have you felt your prayers go unanswered on your journey of late? Like your prayers are hollow words just bouncing in an empty room? Well, this meditation from the third chapter of 1 Peter will help give you peace that your words are being heard. No matter the words, no matter the language, God is attentive to you and the prayers of your heart. So to begin your meditation, find a place to be comfortable, alone, quiet, and still. We will be together for about 15 minutes. But start now by taking a moment to arrange yourself to be mindful, aware, and present with God in this moment. Just relax your gaze and your senses and become present with God, His Spirit, and His Son. Have you faced choices recently? Well, in this moment of stillness, don't make the choice. Just be aware of it. Don't settle on an answer. Just rest with the choice. Just rest in stillness for a moment. Let this continuing time of silence just naturally transform into a prayer. Not of words, but of presence. So encounter God now with your mind and your heart, your body and your soul. Just let your prayer be less about asking and more about being satisfied with an encounter with Him. So encounter God now in your way, with your heart, and in your time. And now start to become even more intentionally aware of God and alert to His Spirit, mindful of Christ, through your breathing. If they weren't before, begin to close your eyes. And as you breathe, just slow, deep breaths now from your stomach. Don't control or change the pace of your breathing. Just be aware of it. Continue now with the prayer of the tax collector found in Luke chapter 18. Praying simply and humbly, saying, "Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner." So as you breathe, breathe in as a silent whisper, "Lord, have mercy on me." And breathe out, "A sinner." Silently breathe in, "Lord, have mercy on me." And breathe out, "A sinner." Continue to breathe and think through, "Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner." Take a few more moments now to be present with God and aware of you breathing the very breath of God as you whisper, "Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner." As you become more aware of God in the present, begin to take note of what you feel in His presence. What emotions do you feel with Him near? As you consider your choices, how do you feel with Him near? As you consider your life and how you live, just note how you feel with Him near. And stay there centering for 1 minute. Your mind will drift, and that's fine. Take note of the wandering and use it as a cue back to God. Learning to focus back is an exercise you should strive for in this time of meditation. Now stay mindful and aware as you listen to this passage. You will listen to it in three separate times of widening reflection. Again, don't try to analyze or interpret anything. Just simply be aware of it for now. Listen to the first sacred reading. It's natural for the Spirit to center your mind on something in this passage. So intentionally listen for that something now from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12, from the New International Version. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are attentive to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. What did the Holy Spirit center you on? Just remain there for a moment. What were you aware of in this passage? Your mind will drift in and around that, and that's fine. Just again, note the drifting, and then return to that centering thought from the Holy Spirit. Listen once again to this passage, but with a wider view to verse 10 from the New Living Translation. If you want to enjoy life and see many happy days, keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace and work to maintain it. The eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right, and His ears are open to their prayers. But the Lord turns His face against those who do evil. What did you notice or become more aware of this time? Just remain in meditation as you become more aware of God's Spirit guiding you in this truth. He always listens, and not only just during times of set-aside prayer. So what is He hearing from you besides your time of set-aside spoken prayer? What is He hearing from you all day? As your mind drifts through the answer, let your drifting thoughts drift back to the teaching of the Holy Spirit. Listen to your third sacred reading with an even wider perspective from the Amplified Version. The one who wants to enjoy life and see good days, good whether apparent or not, must keep his tongue free from evil and his lips from speaking guile and treachery and deceit. He must turn away from wickedness and do what is right. He must search for peace with God, with self, and with others, and pursue it eagerly, actively, not merely desiring it. For the eyes of the Lord are looking favorably upon the righteous, the upright, and his ears, they are attentive to their prayer, eager to answer. But the face of the Lord is against those who practice evil. Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, remain with your eyes closed and just imagine being present with the disciples when they ask Jesus how should they pray. Imagine their thoughts when he gives them the words to say. Imagine how far their thoughts and words are from his. How do you think they felt knowing that Jesus hears not only their prayers in words, but thoughts from their soul, realizing that everything we say, good and bad, is a prayer, and he's always attentive to that? How do you think they felt? How would you? And how do you now?
Ditei malchutach, teher lutach, echmad vishmaya, ken af bera, lachman mera.
As you were present in your imagination, considering how God hears you, discern God's presence in your life now, here, today. What has God heard you say today? What words of yours has he heard, and what thoughts has he seen? Use the words in prayer that Jesus shared with his followers. Pray these words now. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let these words sink into your mind here, and let him be attentive to these. As you close your time, return to your breathing. A whispered breath, Lord, thy kingdom come. And let me pray too, that you remember to stop saying cruel things and quit telling lies, to give up your evil ways and do right, as you find and follow the road that leads to peace. Remember the Lord watches over you, he watches you and he listens to you. Amen. Today you have the opportunity to be heard. Expect to be heard today, not only in morning prayers and prayers over meals or prayers at church, but every word, every thought, every hope and dream you have is being heard. So be mindful of being heard today, not only by others, but by the Lord. So when you're ready, and only when you're ready, step into your day fully expecting an encounter with God as He listens to you.